It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's the AT&T Morning Line, the virtual edition. It is part of the official Kentucky Derby Festival activities, and we are lucky enough this morning to have Hood Harris. He is the president of AT&T in Kentucky and has been since 2013. So, hey, thank you for coming on board with us this morning, and you know, you guys being the banner name sponsors of this, thank you for sponsoring the AT&T Morning Line.
Hey, Brian, it's great to be here with you and Tricia, and listen, I'm just looking forward to us doing it in person, and it's one of the highlights of my year to be able to do the Morning Line with all you great radio hosts from around the state. It's a great thing to do.
Now, you have a lot of responsibilities, obviously, as the head guy, but one of the things that you're proud of, and I think AT&T is as well, is all the philanthropy you guys do and your community involvement. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we love to give back in the communities where we live and work, and I think that's something that separates us from maybe some of our competitors and other companies. We're not a big multinational corporation that doesn't have people in communities here in Kentucky. We've got workers in every county in the state, and we're giving back across the state. And this year, we're really focusing on the digital divide and the homework gap, because we recognize that some people have been left behind during the pandemic. So we're trying to close the digital divide, trying to make sure we're providing resources for kids that have got a homework gap, that maybe didn't have access to the internet at home or didn't have devices at home, to help them catch up and make sure they keep up with their classwork.
And tell us about how the communication network has held up during COVID-19. And really, we've learned just how well things were operating, but we've also seen some gaps in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's held up actually even better than we expected. Some countries around the world have had problems with speeds or with the network going down. We haven't had that here. And it's partially because here in Kentucky over the past 3 years, we've invested $850 million in our network to both improve and expand it. But the pandemic has shown us there's still gaps. There's still people that don't have coverage. And so we're keeping on investing. We're building fiber out. We're building out our 5G network, our fixed wireless network, to try to reach more and more people every day. And, you know, we've done a lot. We've still got work to do, but it has been tremendous how the network has held up as people have transitioned from the office and school to working and learning from home.
Now, of course, we're talking because it is the AT&T Morning Line, the Kentucky Derby Festival, the Derby tomorrow. Do you have a favorite?
You know, everybody is talking about essential quality and known agenda, and they would have to be the favorites, but they're also going to go off at very short odds, so you're not going to make a lot of money on those. So, you know, I would suggest you do an exacta or a trifecta and maybe put in a long shot or two in there. I like soup and sandwich and mandolin for those purposes, but I always get outpicked by my 9-year-old son. I sit here and look at the workout times and the past records. He looks at the names and he picks one, and he always does better than me. And his pick is Hot Rod Charlie. If you're picking on the names, he likes that name. But if I'm picking on the names, I got to tell you, Midnight Bourbon, we're here in Kentucky. What better name than Midnight Bourbon for a Derby horse?
Well, and I also like the way Midnight Bourbon kind of just got a little antsy the other day and got loose from his trainer. You know, they're just simply trying to wash him down after a training exercise, and he's like, I'm going to go run around back here a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but it's hard to pick, because any of these horses in a regular Grade 1 stakes race is going to be the favorite, but you put them all together, it's the best of the best. It's hard to pick, and occasionally the long shots come in, so, you know, it'll be fun to watch.
It should be. That is Hood Harris, president of AT&T Kentucky. Thank you so much for coming and joining us this morning.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to us being together in person next year. Dinner's on me.
Oh, I love that idea. A lot. It is the AT&T Morning Line, part of the official Kentucky Derby Festival, and we are Quixie 98.3.